1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, you can take control of the show and bring up anything. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so join us for every single moment. And if you are able to, and you're unable to listen on a radio station around this country, you can always tune in online live at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming. We've got the broadband feed, which is just crisp and clean and clear. You can't get much better than that. And then there's also
it's as good as we send to the syndicator.
A little bit better, actually.
Is it a little better?
Slightly a little.
Shh,
better.
Don't tell the syndicator.
Well, we can't send anything. Anyway, we can't get into that. But so we've got your broadband feed, we've got the dial-up feed, and they're free at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can, of course, talk about anything. 1-800-259-9231.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
Now, then, we always bring stuff in that we want to talk about, but the show's about what you want to talk about. So
it is.
We start the show with calls on the line. We go to them. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I've been listening to you all week, and there's always things I want to talk about, but this time I thought I'd talk about the rioting in China right now.
What's going on?
You didn't see that on Drudge?
Are they so sad to see you leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gene, by the way, was just in China for, a two-week vacation?
Yeah.
So welcome back.
I'm back about a week now, but...
I actually didn't make it to Drudge during my prep tonight. What's going on?
They got some rioting going on in near Beijing, actually, that I guess they were burning police cars and...
Wow.
And several policemen got injured. Some people got arrested. And
what was it over?
I've now forgot what it was. I believe it was a dispute over somebody who brushed up against some kid in their Toyota. So it was started as an automobile accident. And
a riot over an automobile accident?
Wait, was it a
are you sure this is a Watts instead of Beijing?
Yeah, I believe that it's, you know... You kind of have to read between the lines, but it sounds to me like it was it wound up being a dispute between the haves and the have-nots over there. And in China, the gap is getting very big between those who have nothing and those who have everything. So there's a lot of people over there that are quite wealthy, and there's a lot of people that are, you know, begging for their food every day.
I was under the impression that there was a growing middle class in China.
There's a growing middle class, but the spread is getting... much broader than it is here. You have some very, fairly severe poverty, and you have people that are making a lot of money. And so I think the people that are in the severe poverty are kind of getting screwed. Basically, that's how we're getting all these cheap goods over here. You know, these $29 DVD players. Somebody's got to put them together, right?
Somebody doesn't have to put them together, but somebody chooses to put them together for 30 cents an hour. I mean,
right. Right, and
I know how that goes,
but so people wind up getting, you know, on the short end of the stick, and they get angry, and the tempers flare. And I think that personally, after being there, seeing China develop for 10 years, I think that China is a powder keg; it's waiting to erupt.
And hopefully, when it erupts and everything settles, there'll be a little bit more of a free country by that point. Be nice.
China could be the next. American Revolution, really. They
certainly could. I just read that they almost have as many people connected onto the internet as we do here in America.
Really?
They're second to America.
But let's be clear, they have 4 or 5 times as many people as we do in America.
Right. 100 million over here and 100 million over there is very different statistically.
Mm-hmm. Still, though, that's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of internet connections.
Yeah,
so, Gene, anything else on your mind?
In the internet bars over there, I saw hundreds of computers hooked up, but 90% of the people were playing online computer games. Very few were actually surfing.
Was it pachinko? I hear that Chinese love pachinko.
No, it was first-person shooter up games. I don't even which one it was. Something like Doom, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
Ian should go over there. He likes that stuff.
Well, I've got them here, man, which I don't have to go to China to play first-person shooters. Gene, thanks for the call, as always, man. Check in with us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Michael Cristofaro, who is apparently one of the homeowners in New London, Connecticut. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Great. Quite well.
Hey, I just wanted to call in to see what your opinion is on how the United States Supreme Court just threw our constitutional rights to own property right down the toilet.
Well, that's pretty much what we think.
Yeah, it's deplorable.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think that it's the worst ruling since Plessy versus Ferguson. Said that separate was in fact equal. I think that it's going to have to be overturned some point in the future. But I don't want to wait 20 years.
And I don't think Mr. Cristofaro wants to wait either, because his property is being threatened.
You know, I'm surprised that militant citizens haven't marched upon the Supreme Court with pitchforks and torches and demanded the lives and robes of those five people that voted that way. I really am. I just can't believe it.
Well, apparently there was supposed to be some sort of a protest going on today. The libertarian activism group Bureaucrash was scheduled to have a protest at the Supreme Court today, and I haven't heard about how that has gone. And I know that there's also another one scheduled at the New London, what is it, the City Council or something?
Yes, on July 5th, day after July 4th, Independence Day.
Isn't it interesting to you, Michael, that our politicians these days never call it Independence Day anymore? That just listen to some of the speeches that they give and some of the just the garbage that they spew forth on Independence Day. They always call it the 4th of July.
No, it was the day we achieved our independence. I mean, that's what
I agree with you. I'm just pointing out that everybody else nowadays seems to think it's the 4th of July, and it's just so sad. And absolutely, we've been covering your situation from the moment that it occurred and slightly beforehand as well. And, of course, we're pulling for you, and we want to do everything we possibly can to help you out, even though we're way down here in Tampa Bay. But we've got listeners all over the world that are paying attention to this, Michael, and we're glad you're checking in. Has anything developed since the beginning of this week?
No, absolutely not. And that's what this protest is on the city council meeting on Tuesday. From what I gather, there's going to be close to probably 500 people attending, and the city's already stated they're going to have the state police, the police department, metal detectors in the works. They're really expecting something to happen.
Well, is it just a meeting of the county bureaucrats, or are they specifically going to be addressing your situation that night?
No, it's their their weekly Monday night meeting, which happens to be on Tuesday with that week.
Right.
To talk about the budget and all.
So you're just going to go and show them that people care.
Exactly, right. And that you can't go shoving anybody out of their homes because their homes are their castles, and that's all there is to it.
What are some of the things that they've done to you personally? Were you threatened by these people?
Threatened, absolutely. I take threats when they show up at your door with a contract in your hand and shove it into your face and telling you need to sign this contract today, or you're not going to get anything for your property because we're going to take it by eminent domain. Okay, they stirred my mother the day before Thanksgiving in the year 2000 with condemnation papers. And we had to rush her to the hospital because she was having a mild heart attack.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
They blocked off the road so we didn't even have access to our property. We had to call our lawyers in Washington, not the Institute of Justice, to have them remove the barricades so we could have access to our property.
Wow. What did they block the roads off with?
Road barriers and stuff. And they had to do some work and stuff, and that we couldn't have access to our property.
Just amazing. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have more questions. I know, Jason, it's the first time you've had a chance to talk to one of the homeowners. We've had
right.
a couple of them on with us. If you can hang on for us, it'd be great. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with Michael Cristofaro, one of the homeowners up in New London, Connecticut. He's being harassed. He's being threatened. The Supreme Court ruled against him. It is a sad, sad situation. We're going to come back with more of him. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Phones are blowing up and we didn't even get a chance to bring up any topics.
fine by me.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be starting, you know, pretty soon.
Sometimes that's how, you know, that's how it goes on this show. And you can bring up whatever you want, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 22,000 posts for you to surf around through and over 600 users interacting. So go check it out. It's free, like everything is, at freetalklive.com. So let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Talk to Michael Cristofaro. He is a homeowner, property owner in New London, Connecticut. And in case you've been living underneath a rock, Last week on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled against your property rights. Not just, not you as in Michael Cristofaro's property rights, but you as in everybody who's listening to this broadcast.
Everybody.
Everybody within America, at least. And Mr. Cristofaro, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Great. Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Mr. Well, Cristofaro, I have a question. Now, you know, all of America probably wouldn't think you were that tortured if, for instance, the good folk, the town of New London, Connecticut, offered you $3 million for your place. I don't know. I'm just taking a, pulling a number out of the air. Maybe $3 million is low. What would you say that, like, explain to me what the property value is there versus what it is they're offering? I mean, give me an idea without telling everybody your business, you know?
Well, I'll be happy to tell everyone my business, but, you know, it was never about money with my family. My family lost their first home in America back in 1971 by eminent domain right here in the city of New London.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And this is the second strike against
me. Should have learned your lesson and gotten out then, Michael.
Well, there's a for sale sign in front of my house, you know, out in front of my parents' house that's being taken by eminent domain, but the house that I live in. And it says, for sale, I'm out of here. Thanks, NLDC. That's the arm of the city that had used eminent domain against us.
Now, wait a minute. Are you trying to sell your house before the city takes it? I don't understand. Or is your house somewhere else?
My parents' house is the one that's involved in the eminent domain lawsuit.
I see.
Okay.
I live less than a tenth of a mile away from that property.
Okay. But okay. Your personal residence hasn't been condemned at this point.
Just
no, it has. No, it has not.
Got it.
And I finally said, you know what? You got two houses. You're not getting three houses from me. I'm out of here. I can't make a home here in New London. I'll have to move somewhere else.
So getting back to Manwich's question about what they offered you versus what it was worth.
Okay. The city came in and offered my parents $60,000 for a 10-room house with less than a half acre of land with a two-car garage.
Wow.
Now,
so when you say less than half acre, does that mean more than a quarter acre?
Yeah, it was like 0.35 acres.
So it's a pretty large lot by most city standards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it was one of the largest lots, you know, in the development that they want to take.
Okay.
Okay. And their final offer was $150,000.
So they started at 60 and went to 150?
Yes.
Apparently they started low then, huh?
Of course they did. But, you know, I told them they could come in here with an offer of $500, $1 million, and I'll shove that thing right up, you know what. Okay.
Because it was about the property. It was about your ability to own it.
Exactly.
No, as it should be.
Tell anyone or be forced out of their home just so that they give it to a private developer to, you know, to profit off your sweat and equity.
It's certainly wrong.
Not only is it wrong, it's totally, totally un-American.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, and just for your information, the city alone has assessed the property at $215,000, and my parents are paying $5,800 a year and property taxes for a house that they do not own because the city has their name on the deed.
The city has whose name on the deed?
The city has their name on our deed.
They meaning the city's name? They meaning your parents' name?
No. The deed has the city of New London's name on it. We do not own the property.
But you're still paying property taxes.
Exactly. And
that's
they wanted us to carry the homeowner's insurance, naming them insured.
Awful. Amazing.
Okay? And we haven't owned the property in 5 years. They took it Thanksgiving of 2000.
Wow. So who lives in it?
Right now, my nephews are living in the house.
Huh.
But it's still supposed to be yours. They just took it on paper, right?
They took it on paper.
So they didn't pay for it, right?
No, no.
Okay.
We haven't received one single red cent for the property.
Okay, so I'm beginning to see it now.
So at this point, we got a protest coming up at the New London Board of Selectmen or whatever they call themselves up there.
It's at the City Hall.
City Hall. That's happening on the 5th.
Yes, it is at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in New London, Connecticut. So anybody that's listening to this, that's within driving distance of City Hall, New London, Connecticut, you want to be there to help support these people. You said you're already expecting around 500 people. I hope you get twice that turnout at least. Either way, it's going to be fantastic. Hopefully somebody will be there. Hopefully the press will be there, and it'll get some more major coverage, because I can't stand seeing you guys get buried by the major media after one day. You know, one day you get some coverage, and then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's kind of why we're here continuing this push, and I want to just re-invite, I've actually not invited you personally, but Michael, if there's anything you need to get out, you know, if there's any sort of press release or anything that you need to communicate to the American people, to people who love liberty, because that's what we talk about all the time on this show, is freedom, pro-liberty issues.
Property.
Yeah, property and your rights and all that. And so we have people listening that care more than, I think, the average American. And so we want to help you out. So don't hesitate to contact us. Don't hesitate to call in like you did tonight. Shoot us an email anytime you need to, okay? I just want to open that invitation to you.
Great. Well, thank you so very much. And I want to thank your listeners also, because if what isn't for your listeners and the rest of this nation that has stood by us since last Thursday, this blow that they gave us would have really knocked us down.
Absolutely, I've actually been in touch with the Libertarian Party up there in Connecticut, and so if it comes down to the bulldozers in front of your house and needing people to stand in front of them, there are people that are definitely in your area, whether or not you know about them yet at this point, that will be willing to help you out with that. So
you'll be there in a moment's notice.
It's not just going to be you seven property owners. It's going to be hopefully far more than that.
Great. Well, thank you so much, because it was these seven property owners that brought this to the highest court in our nation, and now we just need the rest of the nation to get off the couches to protect our rights.
And I got to say that you guys are heroes to me personally. I mean, the courage that you have to stand up to these thugs in robes, which is basically all they are. They're just like mafioso people. You really just have to have brass cojones in order to stand up to these guys. And so my heart goes out to you guys, because it's incredible.
Americans, when they defend these people's property rights in New London, Connecticut, they're not defending the property rights of those 100 families that have had their houses taken by the city. They're defending their own. Because if you could do it in New London, they can do it anywhere.
And they're trying to now.
Absolutely. At any
Texas,
point, they can take your house. Well, not take your house. They can offer you something half the value of your house, and you'll take it or else.
Michael, thank you so much for the time tonight, and keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Michael. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Jeff has been hanging on very patiently, wants to talk about the war in Iraq. John wants to talk about the presidential speech. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Personal, political, anything goes. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Have I got a time and temperature announcement for you? When I come back, I'm going to break the news about the things that affect us every day, but that we often overlook in our cars. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Here's
Here's a time and temperature report that can prevent hours of heated conversations with your technician about repairs. First, like they say, timing is everything. I'm referring to timing belts, whose job is to control engine camshafts, which meticulously open and close engine valves. For engines with interference configuration, when timing belts break, pistons and valves can violently collide, causing catastrophic engine damage. So check owner's manual for belt change interval. Then, take your temperature. Well, not yours, your vehicle's. Thermostats, which regulate engine temperature, are inexpensive to monitor and replace, but an overheated engine will cost you lots of time and money. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. You don't have to pull out your credit card. You just go to freetalklive.com and get them. They're free. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your call. So let's talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. With Ian, Jason, and Manich.
Yes, I read an article in the newspaper last week, the headline story, 12 years. This war is going to last 12 more years. That's what Rumsfeld said. So the first thing I said to myself is, what are we going to accomplish with this war on terror? The only thing I think we're going to accomplish is we're going to get more refugees.
And more terrorists. I think you can pretty successfully create a few more terrorists in 12 years.
Oh, of course. And the only thing we're going to get is more soldiers dead from depleted uranium and more refugees with depleted uranium poisoning. And you're going to see all these refugees working at 7-Eleven. That's what we're going to get. We're not going to turn the Middle East into a democracy.
Perhaps we have something to benefit then. I mean, I think that a few refugees that come here out of a war-ravaged country might actually value their freedom and value the things that the United States has to offer and work very hard for us.
That's certainly a stretch. I mean, as far as it being...
I tell you what, we gained heavily from the Cambodians that came over, and the Vietnamese. A lot of those people have worked very hard in this country.
But here's the difference. These are Muslims. A lot of these Muslims, they consider America the house of war.
Why would they come here then?
They are the house of war.
To pluck America like a chicken, basically.
To
pluck the money off this country like a chicken and send it back to their country so they can live like a king. You got to realize this country is going to give these people instant amnesty, you see, and that's what you're dealing with here. And we have to pull the troops out of Iraq.
I agree with that. I mean, I agree with pulling the troops out of Iraq, but why would a refugee want to come here if they hate America? I guess I don't understand that.
Simply put, to make the money. They love our money, but hate our values.
I don't think many of them hate our values. I think that's kind of the PR the mullahs put out. You know?
Who?
The mullahs or the that's their preachers.
It's a PR that George Bush and his crew are putting out.
No, what I'm saying is that it's not our Hollywood movies that are bothering them. It's our policies in the Middle East. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's why they're angry at America, is because we go over there and kill their friends and their family members, and that would probably make you pretty angry. You know,
they might think Coca-Cola is decadent, but what really bothers them is the fact that we're over there.
Simply put, my simple solution: a 10-year moratorium on all immigrants to the people in the
country. Jeff, get real. Come on, seriously, get real. How are you going to stop immigration into the United States?
Oh, very, very simple. You just No, just completely close the borders.
It's so simple, Jeff. Can you explain how you would do that?
Oh, very. We have an Ellis Island plan, and we just say only so much so many percentage of immigrants come in for jobs, and then that's it. There's a gap.
But what about the people who are going to be coming into the country, whether there's people there to stop them or not?
Well, do we arrest them?
How
once
are you going to physically
the country?
Stop them? Exactly. If we do end up finding them once they're in the country, why not just fill our prisons up with even more people who don't need to be in prison?
Oh, simple deportation. I mean,
it's so simple, Jeff. You could just catch them all, right? You can just catch all the immigrants.
I'm a Pat Buchanan conservative. I think like Pat Buchanan does.
Why don't you think like Jeff does, Jeff?
Because the fact of the matter is, Pat Buchanan's a constitutionalist, I'm a constitutionalist, and you got other good constitutionalists out there who are...
Well, the Constitution isn't real clear on immigration.
I'm somebody who supports liberty, Jeff, and I think that in a free country, what we need to do, and I think you've called in on this particular issue before.
Oh, I did.
It's good.
Yeah. So then you know what I'm going to tell you, Jeff.
Of course. I
think what we need to do is we need to end welfare. Now, you would agree with me on that.
I agree with that.
Okay. You end the welfare, and that means that the immigrants that are coming in are only going to be the immigrants that want to make a better life for themselves, in which case you can then open the borders at that point. Because what you're talking about, Jeff, is totally not going to work. You know that the government doesn't do anything right. I mean, the government can't keep drugs out of its own prisons. You're in fantasy land if you think it can keep immigrants from crossing the border.
You ever listen to Tom Tancredo?
Who?
Tom Tancredo, representative from Colorado. Brilliant man, brilliant mind. He said to put Marines on the border. He said...
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah. That's going to stop them.
You know, I don't like the law enforcement that we currently have. I think that it's overrun its boundaries. It's taking liberties with people's property, you know, confiscating property that doesn't have to do with drugs. I don't like the idea of giving guns to and arming our military and putting them on the border and saying, all right, fellas, all you have to do is keep the little brown people out.
Well, plus...
Because they're going to do something else.
Plus,
it's always unintended consequences.
Let's also look at specifically the unintended consequences of prohibition. What you're talking about, Jeff, is prohibiting immigration. Now, Jeff, what happened in the 1920s when we prohibited alcohol?
It wound up being legalized and expanded.
What happened and what made it so they re-legalized it? What were the results of prohibition? Do you even know?
Oh.
It's called corruption, Jeff. It's called people going underground to buy their liquor. Well, if immigration is illegal, and it is semi-illegal today because you have to go through this whole big process, well, then the mafia gets involved, the Chinese mafia and the Mexican mafia. And we already have a border patrol, and this border patrol checks all kinds of vehicles coming through, but yet still, even with the border patrol checking vehicles with dogs, still there are semi-trailers full of marijuana and cocaine that come through on a regular basis. How could that be possible, Jeff?
Because you can bribe a border patrolman. Now, do you think you can't bribe a Marine with a M16?
You're living in fantasy land, Jeff. If you make immigration illegal, it's just going to go underground. The people that want to come here, they get their ticket from the mafia in their country. The mafia pays off the Border Patrol or the Marines or whoever they need to pay off to get these immigrants into the country, and then these immigrants are sold into slave labor to pay their price, ticket to get here.
Well, that's true about the slave labor, but
it's
the whole
all
point,
true, Jeff.
But the whole point is, when I heard Tom Tancredo present just the simple speech of using Marines as the Minuteman patrol on our northern and southern borders, I said, this guy's a brilliant man, he's going to be running for president.
No, he's just another jackball politician.
He's just another hate-filled bigot.
But thanks, Jeff. I mean, if you really think it can work, best of luck. I don't think you're ever going to get anywhere with it. You're just going to end up with more strife, more conflict, and bigger government. That must be what you want, Jeff. Bigger government, right?
I want smaller government.
You're living in fantasy land.
Except for the Border Patrol, right? Like, there we should do some expansion.
That's where all the government should be.
That's Jeff's favorite program. Well, the thing is I don't want to pay for your program, personally.
Yeah, you're going to force me to pay for it, Jeff? Or is this going to be a voluntary Border Patrol?
Now, the reason why I believe in security is because with those illegals, you get terrorists that slip in there.
Wait, Jeff, if we're not in other people's countries blowing up their moms and their dads and their brothers, they're not going to want to come in here and blow us up.
That's just a fact, Jeff. Thanks for the phone call, 800-259-9231. Call us again sometime, 800-259-9231. Sorry, man, it's fantasy land if you think the government can keep immigrants out of this country. They can't stop the drugs. They can't stop the immigrants. Let's have liberty again. Let's get back, get
they
rid of welfare.
Get first-class mail there the next day.
Yeah, get rid of welfare, open the borders, and have freedom and liberty. It works. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can take control, and of course you can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even something of a personal nature. Don't hesitate to pick up the phone, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. And there's going to be a new Shriner going up.
Really?
Yeah, there's going to be a new one going.
Have I seen this?
No, you haven't.
What do you? You always hide the Shriner.
There's been someone.
you're a Shriner hog.
Shriner
I swear. He loves to get the. Ooh, I've got the Shriners. He holds on to them for like a couple of days.
There's been some other things going on.
I don't want to hear that crap.
It's going to be happening.
The Shriners are one of the most hit pages on our website, and you're talking about, oh, I've had things to do.
Well, you have to sign up for the updates to find out when the new Shriner will be going up on the website. But she's going to be validated, and so that's really cool. So check out the Shrine.
She's validated too?
Check out the Shrine at freetalklive.com.
And they want to fire me.
Let's go to, we got calls holding. Let's go to Mayo in Texas. Mayo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, my name is Mario.
Mario, hey, man.
Yeah, I'm calling because I was listening to you guys just now, and the other gentleman was speaking about the border issue, and I'd like to contribute two stories that I think you guys might find worthwhile. One of the reasons I originally became, or, you know, got turned on to libertarians was because of their immigration policy.
Mm-hmm.
And these two stories that I'm about to share with you, absolutely true stories. Number one, a friend of mine from Inner Mexico, I live on Brownsville, which is right on the border to Mexico.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay, a buddy of mine from Inner Mexico comes to Brownsville all the time because he's in a band. He buys equipment over here because it's much cheaper to buy, you know, music equipment here than it is in Mexico because they heavily tax it when it comes in.
Okay.
And it's a fairly common thing in Mexico, particularly on the border, for people to do a lot of their shopping here in the U.S. than in Mexico because, like I said, okay. So this guy, he's a Mexican citizen, has all of his paperwork as far as, you know, he has his visas and whatnot to come over. Goes to the bridge, stand in line for like an hour and a half before they, you know, they take you in or whatever.
Really?
And they talk to you. Yeah, if you cross by foot, right.
Okay. Huh.
Okay, so he comes over here to shop, basically to contribute money to our economy. You know what the immigration people told him? And keep in mind, all of his papers are perfectly in order. He has a total legal reason to come, you know, as a foreigner or whatever. He had a bunch of magazines, which were like rock magazines, you know, that type of stuff.
Sure, so Metal Edge or something like that.
You know, stuff like that, precisely. So the immigration guy, you know, says, let me look at your belongings, looks through his clothes, whatever, looks at the magazines. He starts flipping through. The guy doesn't like what he sees. And he's like, you can go ahead and turn around. And the guy, well, what's the matter? My papers are all in order. I have everything here. Why aren't you letting me? I don't like the content of this magazine. Go ahead and go back.
Oh, my God.
How bizarre.
And that is an absolute true story. Just because the guy was a rocker or whatever, wasn't allowed access. Total legal right to come in. Okay,
now
number two.
Back, now, it was just that one Border Patrol agent, so I'm sure he's come back since then, right?
Yeah, he has, absolutely.
So it was just that guy. He just had a, you know, a stick up, you know where, and he was able to turn him away.
Precisely.
Amazing. What's story number two, Mario?
Because you can't reclaim, once they decide, if you're an immigrant, you can't reclaim anything. This is an even more interesting story. I work as a computer tech. I go to local businesses, fix their computers, whatever. One of the ladies whose computer I fixed on a regular basis was telling me a story. What she does is she helps people on the Mexican side organize their papers, because it's a bunch of papers, by the way.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. It's a mountain of paperwork.
Right. So what she does is she helps Mexican citizens on the Mexican border organize all their paperwork. She gets it all in order for them. So when they go to the immigration office, they can get their, you know, their temporary visa to come in as a visitor or whatever.
Right, sure.
Okay, so she told me that that this lady went to the office, I think it was to the embassy in Mexico, here on the border, all of her paperwork, but she forgot one of the forms in her car.
Okay.
She stood in line for about an hour and a half. The guy looked at all her paperwork. He's like, okay, you got this, check, this, check, this, check. Oh, you're missing X form. I forget what form. Oh, I have it in the car. Let me go get it. I'll be right back. Nope, denied, boom. And keep in mind, each attempt costs you about $100.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yeah, just because Liz, like, I have the form, it's in my car. Deny it. Please leave.
Well,
this is our border policy, and this is coming from somebody who lives on the border who has to cross the bridge every now and again because I pass to Mexico or whatever.
Mario, would you say there's a certain amount of people that come from Mexico that want to sort of sponge off of the American people, that want to enjoy the welfare system that we have here? They want to enjoy the medical care, guaranteed medical care that we have here. Would you say there's a certain amount of people that come across for that reason?
In my experience, and I say this only as somebody who is Mexican, who lives on the border, who sees this stuff. I'm an American citizen, but I'm Mexican background, whatever.
Right.
In my opinion, most of the people who come over are the people, the poorest people, unfortunately, uneducated, ignorant, you know, not in a negative sense, but ignorant to our policies and whatnot.
Right.
So, you know, when you say that they want to come over here and they want to leech off us, I don't know that I buy it, because these people, I don't know that these programs are necessarily out there. They may find out when they get here because other people tell them, hey, free ticket over here, blah, 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 blah.
Right. So you think it's the majority of people that were that are coming here that are looking for a better life, and that's it?
To work hard. In my personal experience, yes, the majority of the people who want to come here would be because life sucks in Mexico in certain areas. I mean, some parts are just, you know, backwards poor, you know? I mean, and it's So,
and Mario, we are so glad that that you are here, that you are, you're a Hispanic gentleman, you're hardworking, and as every Hispanic that I have ever met has been, they're the some of the hardest working people.
You're making generalizations now.
I'm sorry, it's a fair generalization because it's my experience. And Mario, we're glad you're here, and we're glad you're a libertarian because we want to set the borders free. We want to open the borders. And Mario, thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime, okay?
Sure, if I may, I put a
you gotta go. We gotta go, man. See ya.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, but join us online, freetalklive.com, where you'll get the updates if you sign up. We'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about the show. And Mario, sorry, man, when it's down to the wire, we are slaves to the clock, my friend. So you're always welcome to call us back any other time. So there you go. Let's go to the phones, do the fun, talk to John in Indianapolis? John in Indiana? John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's Columbus, Indiana, man.
Ah, there we go.
I just wanted to back up Mario and say that most of the Mexican people that I've worked with are harder workers than the white people that I've worked with.
No doubt.
Definitely.
You know,
and that's the problem. I mean, and that's part of our problem here in America. We become lazy.
I think that it's a generalization to say that Mexicans are
yes,
harder workers.
Yes, it is.
I would say
it is a generalization, but in my experience, from the people that
now,
I have
seen.
There's
definitely some people out there that disagree with the current immigration policy. They want to keep every Mexican out. They think bad things about Mexican
right.
people. And what I think the problem is that I think we should do is cut out the welfare that we get give, and then these people won't have any reason. They won't have any good reason to hate Mexican people.
Right.
Because then they're not paying
well,
for...
Well, that's not why. I mean, most of the people that call this show that hate brown people just hate brown people. And that's just an excuse that they use to make themselves sound more legitimate.
I'm telling you, welfare and social programs like that drive a wedge between the haves and the have-nots. And in America's case, there are more whites than the haves.
That's fine, Manwich, but we've gotten people to admit that they're just racist based on just the fact that they think they're better because they're white. We've
just
had people
principle.
Call this show that way.
We have.
Well, that's not the reason why I called, though. I had a little story I wanted to relate to you.
Yes, sir, John.
About the little war in Iraq deal. I mean, President Bush's speech last night just sucked. I mean, he was all about it. And I just wanted to relate to you. One of my friends went to Germany, and they were talking to a lot of the German people about what's going on and everything. And the German people basically don't like Bush. It's not that they don't like us as American people. They don't like George Bush. But they think that we as American people are stupid for having him as our leader.
Yeah, that's what we've heard from people all around the world.
And they also basically are not supporting us right now because it brings back memories. They feel that we're close to making the same mistake that they did when Hitler was around.
Well, they would know best on that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, they definitely think we're coming close to being led by the nose. Just as they were led by the nose by Hitler.
Germany isn't exactly the bastion of freedom, necessarily, but if
right.
anybody could see the road signs, it's certainly them. You know, we've had people call this show that used to live over in Russia, and they're thinking about bailing out on America because they're frightened about what's going on here as well. People all around the world apparently see America a whole lot clearer than we do within this nation.
Definitely. I mean, and the whole war in Iraq. There's genocide being committed in Africa right now, and we're not doing anything about it because there's no oil there.
Good point. Touche, John. Thanks for it, man. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks.
Thanks for your patience tonight. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way, and we will talk to you about anything. Doug is still hanging on the line, patient. We'll get to you. And ladies, haven't heard from any ladies tonight. If you call in, we'll make Doug wait even longer because women
sorry,
come
Doug.
First here on Free Talk Live. Yes, if you are a female and you call in, we put you on first. So, more coming up. It is your show. Take control, 800-259-9231.
U.S. Gold.